Well, you know, the of course that's the good part, but there is, in my humble opinion, there's also the complex part, which is with so much on the table, hundreds and hundreds of products, you know, the sales guys I'm sure will be confused at some stage as to will they even remember the name of the products as to which they have to sell them?
And therein lies the difference.
Okay.
I think you are right. We need to have a sales force which understands the customer messaging.
Okay.
We are not trying to push product.
Okay.
So if the customer messaging is, or a customer need is digital transformation, we have opinion that digital transformation is driven by three things: IT transformation, workforce transformation, security transformation. Under each of these will be solutions, and under each of those solutions will fit in our product.
Okay.
Our key thing is to communicate to the customers that this is where I fit in your bigger vision
Right.
of digital transformation.
Okay.
The moment you start taking a piecemeal product approach, we will be a product company.
Okay. You know, okay, so you're not a product company, which
I'm
means
saying we take pride in we are a technology company powered by people.
okay,
We are a people company in the technology business, to
I'm
be
just having
precise.
fun with you.
Yeah, I'm saying that. But I'm saying, yes, you are right. If I were to take a product approach, I will have to have 100 product specialists.
Right.
But if I were to take a solutions approach,
Right.
the solutioning team will fit in the right set of product
So
and
let's
go
stay
to
there for a
customer.
while, okay? Solutioning team, and I'll really take you up on that, okay?
Absolutely.
So watch us, you know, look out for that. So tell me, you know, everybody wants to be a solutions company, right? You speak to your counterparts in the market, everybody says we're investing to become a solutions company. Double click on that for me.
I'll
What
do
do
that.
you mean you're investing to become a solutions
Very
company?
good question. So
Okay.
let me answer it straight away. I spoke about IT transformation. What does IT transformation mean? It means we should help customers in reducing cost on the current IT
Right.
and invest those saved dollars onto transforming the IT.
Okay.
Correct? See, because each customer has legacy application. They're not going to go away, right? They need to be run. Then each customer wants to invest in innovative new future stuff.
Right.
You need money for that.
Right.
And therefore, what's happening is the traditional stuff, what I need to reduce cost on the current
Right.
IT and invest that saved cost on the future
Right.
IT, right? That being said, EMC is uniquely positioned to help customers reduce cost on traditional IT and help invest the dollars back into
Right.
future IT.
Okay.
What we call is this is modernizing your data center.
Okay.
So under modernizing theme, there'll be reduce IT, reduce cost on IT, and increase investment on future IT,
Right.
right? Within modernized data center, then we go one step further, say modern architecture and modern platforms.
Right.
Depending on which part of the journey you are in, we can come and fit in. So I
Okay.
can come and tell you, okay, now we get product specific. You want to modernize your IT, you want to reduce cost, you can look at this kind of a modern infrastructure, right? Built on modern architecture. So let's say as a recent example, we went to a customer who has been our big VMAX user and huge footprint, everything else. We did a calculation for him that we can replace that VMAX, some 7 rack space, into a single rack space, all flash array,
Right.
power reduced, space reduced, cooling reduced. So I helped him reduce the cost and the performance improve, right? You can say it is disruptive to my own business, but the
Sure.
fact is it helps customer reduce the cost.
Sure.
Have I freed up his budget to invest in future? Of course.
Right.
And that is when we speak about converged infrastructure, hyper-converged infrastructure built on flash again and various other things.
Okay.
So clearly
Excellent.
it flows from IT transformation, modern data center, modern infrastructure, modern architecture,
Okay.
and the products underneath.
Okay, wonderful. Give me a sense of the services setup that you have around in the company, be it consulting or professional services, because large, complex installations and implementations need a lot of hand-holding. Sometimes you even need technical account managers because
Absolutely.
products are new, the use cases are new. So what kind of investments are you sort of doing in that unit?
I mean, the proof point is I joined Legacy EMC in 2004. We were
Right.
22 people. And then we grew at such a rapid pace and grew market share and everything. I think it was thanks in all to our services. So we have one team which is focused on what we call pre-sales,
Right.
which works with the customers and works on the solution, architecting, everything else. This team also then works with our implementation team or a service delivery team, which is which comes into picture once a new product is being deployed. And from that implementation team, it goes to sustenance or support team.
Okay.
Right. All these are very important aspects. Handoff at every stage is very, very important. I think today we are in a unique position to have this. Not only that, we have worked with our delivery team and our sustenance team and our pre-sales team to enable these capabilities in our partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because many a times our partners would want to capture the service revenue.
Absolutely.
And we should be mindful of the fact that we do it and allow them to do it rather than being hungry.
Exactly.
We always say we are a technology company. Services arm is there to help us deliver the experience that a product customer bought for.
Right.
If we can deliver it through ourselves, great. Can we deliver it through partner? Absolutely important, because it is win-win for all of us.